Tonight's learning is sponsored by Malki and Jeffrey Mayer in memory of Malki's father, Harav Yaakov Shlomo ben Chanoch, Zichrono Levracha. We are going to conclude tonight our Shaila of the week, which pertains to the recitation of Kaddish at the very end of davening after Aleinu. Now, so far we discussed the question as to why we recite Kaddish after Aleinu and some of the controversy over whether or not we should recite Kaddish after Aleinu. We noted the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, who says that Kaddish should not be recited after Aleinu, but we, in accordance with the opinion of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah and most poskim, we do recite Kaddish after Aleinu. And the reason that we gave was because even though it's not strictly speaking part of the seven Kaddishim that are strictly speaking recommended or required based on the pasuk of Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha, there is a separate halacha that asserts that after learning Torah, you do recite a Kaddish. That's why we recite a Kaddish after our Dvar Halacha every day between Mincha and Maariv, and that is why the Kaddish is recited after Aleinu, because Aleinu includes Psukim, and it is those Psukim that necessitate the Kaddish that follows. Now, why did we go through all of that background? So it is precisely that background that leads to this practice of insisting on reciting that Kaddish even when no mourners are present. The Ramah, in Kuf Lamed Beis of Arachayim Simen Sif Beis, says, "For Omrim Achar Siyum Hatfila Aleinu L'Shabeach Me'umad." After davening, you should say Aleinu L'Shabeach, and he goes on to discuss some of the halachos of Aleinu. And then afterwards, he says, "For Omrim Kaddish Yosom Achar Aleinu," and you recite a Kaddish in the aftermath of Aleinu, as we've been discussing. Then he adds, "Va'afilu Ein Yasom Bebeis HaKnesses," even if there is no one who's technically speaking within their Yud Beis Chodesh, within their year of mourning for their parents, the Kaddish should be recited. Yomar Oso Misha Ein Lo Av Va'Em. He says, then find somebody who, Rachman al Islam, their parents had passed away a long time ago. They should be the ones who recite Kaddish. And then he goes even further. Vafilu Misha Yesh Lo Av Va'Em, Yochol Le Omro Im Ein Aviv Ve'Imo Makpidin. Even somebody whose parents, Baruch Hashem, are both alive is able to recite that Kaddish and should recite that Kaddish, assuming that one's parents are not makbid. Mr. Brewer points out that without asking your parents, it could be perceived as a bizui to your parents. But if you ask your parents, I had one situation where I had to say Kaddish. I asked my father. He said, yeah, just have your grandfather in mind. Just have your grandparents in mind. And I ended up reciting a Kaddish Yosem. It was a weird experience for me, but that is what the halacha states. And the Mr. Brewer explains that the whole reason for this is because the reason behind the Kaddish in the first place was never really linked to Avelos per se. As we've discussed, the whole motivation for the Kaddish was simply the fact that there were words of Torah that were recited. And therefore, that in and of itself necessitates a Kaddish. It's not particularly or uniquely linked to people who are in their year of mourning. Now, once a Kaddish is going to be recited, we offer it to Avelim because of the special schus for the neshama that is included within a Kaddish. But strictly and narrowly speaking, it can be recited by everyone. Now, does everyone hold this way? Not everybody holds this way. I know that Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita is not makbid to have a Kaddish recited after Aleinu. I never discussed with him why he holds that way. I would suspect it's probably because of the opinion of the Gra that we mentioned and others who are very strict and careful about Marbe B'Kaddish, and they're very strict and careful about adding extra Kaddishes. We said that you're not supposed to add extra Kaddishes, so I suspect that that's part of the reason. But that is the basis for the practice. Now, which Kaddishim are included? So I took a look at our Shul Minhagim, which I'm going to quote to you now. The Shul Minhagim say as follows. Kaddish de Rabbanan, and the Kaddish which follows Aleinu should always be recited even when no mourner is present. The Kaddish may be recited by the Shliach Tzibur, or if he is hesitant to do so, by any participant of the minyan. Other mourners' Kaddishim may be omitted if no Avelim are present. That is the psak of our Shul Minhag. That's from the official Shul Minhag. So that means that the Kaddish after Aleinu should be recited by anyone if no Avel is present. The other Kaddish that is mentioned is Kaddish Dirabbanan. Now, my hunch is that this refers to a very particular Kaddish Derabbanan, which is on Shabbos, after the recitation of Ein Kelokeinu, there is a Kaddish Derabbanan. So there are two Kaddishes at the end of davening. So let's say you're at a minyan where no Avelim are present. Those two Kaddishes at the end of davening should be recited by a mourner. Now, there's another Kaddish Derabbanan that we cite. When do we recite another Kaddish Derabbanan? After Rabbi Yishmael, at the very end of Karbanos. My suspicion is that that is not the Kaddish that is referred to in our Minhagim. Now, you all could correct me. Almost all of you have been here longer than I have. I don't know. Would Rabbi Brzezinski insist that somebody say the Kaddish after Karbanos? I would imagine not. And for two reasons. Number one, it's just not Minhag HaOlam. It's just not the popular practice. Number two, if you would recite that, let's say you were in theory to say, you know what, have a non-mourner recite that Kaddish. Why? because that too is a Kaddish that is being recited after words of Torah. Now, once you say that, you'd probably have to add another Kaddish too, namely which Kaddish? The very next Kaddish, after Mizmor Shir, right? You have another Kaddish, two Kaddishim in rapid succession, and the second one also is coming after words of Torah. Could you, in theory, have marshaled an argument to distinguish between them? In theory, you could have. The learning Torah that happens in Karbanos and Rabbi Yishmael is far more robust than that which happens through Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sapayis L'David. We noted that there are some who say that you don't have Kaddish just after Psukim and Tanakh. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sapayis L'David is a Mizmor of Tehillim. It's Tanakh. Whereas Karbanos has Tanakh, but it also has Mishnayos, Ezehu Mekomon Shel Zvachim, and it has Talmud, Rabbi Yishmael. That's why we include all three sections. We want to make sure we have Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, all wrapped up within Karbanos. We noted that some hold that you don't say Kaddish if the psukim that you are reciting are only intended as prayer rather than limud. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David is prayer. It's a tefillah that we are offering to Hashem, whereas Karbanos is actually limud. You're supposed to be learning the Karbanos that you recite. You're supposed to understand what you're saying. So in theory, one could have marshaled an argument to distinguish between the Kaddish Derabanan following Karbanos and the Kaddish Yasam following Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. But again, I just don't think that's the common practice. I just have never seen anyone do that. So halacha l'maisa, in our kehila, if there is a minyan in which there is no avel, one should be sure to have someone recite the Kaddish that follows Aleinu. And if it is Shabbos, when you have that additional Kaddish Derabanan following Ein Kelokeinu, then both Kaddishim should be recited, the one after Ein Kelokeinu and the one after Aleinu as well. Now,